Harper Audio presents Dispatches from the Edge, a memoir of war, disasters, and survival, written and read by Anderson Cooper. Copyright 2006 by Anderson Cooper. Production copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers. Introduction. I was 10 when my father died, and before that moment, that slap of silence that reset the clock, I can't remember much. There are some things, of course, fractals, shards of memory, sharp as broken glass. I remember an old globe that sat on the table by my bed. I must have been 5 or 6. It was a present from my mother, who'd received it from the author Isaac Dennison, long after she'd written Out of Africa. When I couldn't sleep, I touched the globe, traced the contours of continents in the dark. Some nights, my small fingers would hike the ridges of Everest or struggle to reach the summit of Kilimanjaro. Many times, I rounded the Horn of Africa, more than once my ship foundering on the rocks off the Cape of Good Hope. The globe was covered with names of nations that no longer exist: Tanganyika, Siam, the Belgian Congo, Ceylon. I dreamed of traveling to them all. I didn't know who Isaac Dennison was, but I'd seen her photograph in a delicate gold frame in my mother's bedroom, her face hidden by a hunter's hat, an Afghan hound crouching by her side. To me, she was a mysterious figure from my mother's past, just one of many. My mother's name is Gloria Vanderbilt, and long before I ever got into the news business, she was making headlines. She was born in 1924 to a family of great wealth and early on discovered its limits. When she was 15 months old, her father died, and for years afterward, she was shuttled about from continent to continent, her mother always moving on.